Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, you Milwaukee maniacs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here, getting you ready for Brewers Giants game three of this series. Let me first send out a very happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Hopefully you didn't get talked into anything that sucks today. You know, hopefully you're not at the zoo, you're not doing anything like that. Hopefully you're listening to us out on the golf course. Whether your ideal day is just sitting on a couch, not putting pants on today, I hope you're having a good time. You know, it was funny. I woke up this morning, and we're going to get into the On Deck Show here in 1 second, but I woke up this morning and go, you know, outside, have my morning smoke. Father's Day is the quietest day of the year outside. It's Sunday morning, and there's not one lawnmower going. No one's outside doing yard work. You know, hopefully you were sleeping in, you got breakfast in bed, or you went out to breakfast, something like that. So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Keep up the good work and make your children great. So anyway, to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate it. Brewers kind of struggled. You know, before we get into today's game, let's take a look back at yesterday. Ended up being an 8-7 defeat. You know, the game started out so good. It started out so good yesterday. You had Madison Bumgarner on the mound for the Giants, and the Brewers just straight took it to him. You know, Jimmy Nelson, he got into a little trouble in the first, but pitched out of it. Game was scoreless until the third inning. Manny Pena, Mr. Pineapple, comes to the plate and puts the Brewers on the board.
Manny's last time at the plate hit a home run in a pinch hit appearance, and now he's turning on this one. That is way back, and that one's going to fly out of here. About two swings for Manny Pena and two home runs.
Francisco Liriano, now Madison Bumgarner, pretty good pedigrees, both of them.
Yeah, nice pina colada from the pineapple there, putting the Brewers on the board, giving them a 1-0 lead. Jimmy shuts them down in the bottom of the third. To the fourth inning we go. Hernan Perez, he has a sac fly RBI. It's 2-0. Orlando Arcia, RBI ground out, 3-0. Pineapple comes back up, gets an RBI single, then it's 4-0. Then the bottom of the fourth, the Giants finally get on the board. Pilar with an RBI single cuts the lead to 4-1. But then right back in the fifth inning, Yasmani Grandal gets a sac fly RBI to stretch it back out to a 4-run lead. And now the score is 5-1. You're halfway through the game. You know, you're thinking good things ahead. Then the bottom of the fifth happens. And Jimmy Nelson comes out in the fifth. He walks three straight, gets yanked. Adrian Hauser comes in, walks Brandon Belt. RBI, the easy way. Now it's 5-2 on four straight walks. And the Giants weren't done. Sandoval gets an RBI ground out, 5-3. Steven Vogt, we all remember him. RBI, sac fly. 5-4. The Giants put up three runs in the fifth inning with no hits. That ain't good. That is not good at all. To the bottom of the sixth, Brewers, they're clinging to a one-run lead. And Joe Panic comes up, hits sack fly RBI, 5-5. Now we're tied. To the seventh inning, Yasmani Grandal, sack fly RBI, gives the Brewers a lead again. Now it's 6-5. So they retake the lead. You know, they had two four-run leads, you know, 4-0 and then 5-1. They blow that. Giants even the game up. Now Yasmani gives them the lead again in the seventh, and they can't hold that either. Pilar, RBI single, 6-6. This is in the bottom of the seventh now. Crawford, RBI double. Now the Brewers are losing 7-6. Ex-Brewer Stephen Vogt comes to the plate in the bottom of the eighth, gets an RBI single. Now it's 8-6. Top nine, running out of time. Christian Yelich, Mr. MVP, comes to the plate.
And hits that one hard into left center field, way back. And there it goes, Christian Yelich, an opposite field bomb. Just the third home run allowed by Will Smith this year. It's number 26 from Yelich, and the Brewers are within a run.
Yeah, 26 on the year for Christian Yelich. However, that only cut the game to an 8-7 deficit, and the Brewers were not able to push another run across. They fall 8-7 yesterday. Jimmy Nelson, he goes 4-plus innings, 5 hits, 4 earned, 3 walks. He did strike out 6. Adrian Hauser, 2 innings, 3 hits, only gets charged for 1 earned. However, when Nelson left, he was responsible for all 3 of the guys that he walked that were on base, and Hauser let all of them score. He did allow a walk as well. Junior Guerra then comes in 1 inning, 3 hits, 2 runs, only 1 was earned, and he takes the loss. So, you know, what started out as such a promising start to the game yesterday did not quite end up that way. However, today is a new day. Let's get the starting lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Yeah, Waukesha Sports Cards, what a great place that is. Always have fantastic autograph signings, both public and private, so check them out for sure. As we get your Father's Day lineup for both the Brewers and the Giants here, some not so good news on Father's Day. The Brewers are 19-33 all time. That is a MLB worst record on Father's Day. 19-33, but they've got 19 wins, so it's possible. And let's turn that into a 20. Let's start with the bad guys tonight. The San Francisco Giants, they come into the game 30-38. They're 15 and a half games back of the LA Dodgers. Giants only have a 15-20 record at home. However, they have won 4 in a row, but they do sport a minus 80 in the run differential column. Ouch. That is horrible. The Giants, they line up like this. Joe Panic, he's playing second base and leading off for the Giants tonight. Mike Yastrzemski out in left field hitting second. Buster Posey, he's behind the dish riding a 4-game hitting streak doing the catching today. He's in the 3-hole. Brandon Belt hitting fourth and playing first base. Evan Longoria, he's in the 5-hole and at the hot corner. Brandon Crawford batting sixth and playing shortstop. Kevin Pillar, he's hitting seventh and playing right field. Steven Duggar, he's out in center and hitting eighth. And then batting last and doing the pitching today, Jeff Samardzija. He's 3-5. He's got a 3.72 ERA on the season. He's thrown 67 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 61 hits, 21 walks, and 11 gopher balls. So that Samardzija's been getting lit up pretty good. In his last five starts, Mr. Samardzija is 1-4. In his career against the Brewers, he's 3-6 with a 4.28 ERA. That's in 26 career appearances, including 12 starts. So it sounds like a very favorable matchup for the Crew with Jeff Samardzija on the mound. Again, the batting order for the San Francisco Giants on this Father's Day game against your Milwaukee Brewers: Panic, Yastrzemski, Posey, Belt, Longoria, Crawford, Pillar, Duggar, and Samardzija. Now for Yote. Milwaukee Brewers, they enter the matchup today 39-31. They are tied for first place with the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Brewers do have a 17-18 road record, so hopefully they can bring that to 500 today. However, they have lost 4 of 5, including 2 in a row, and they do have a plus 10 run differential. So they're beating the Giants by 90 runs in the run diff column. I know some people put a lot of weight on that stat. Some people don't. Tim Allen. I just put it out there. So whatever you think, but just so you know. Brewers, they go to battle like this on this Sunday. Ben Gamel, the manimal, Ben Gamel leads off patrolling center field today. Hitting second, Mr. MVP Christian Yelich. He's out in right field. He's riding a 12-game hitting streak. During those 12 games, Christian Yelich is batting .479 with 5 long balls and 11 driven in. Christian Yelich, not bad, buddy. Hitting second today. Batting third, Ryan Braun out in left field. Cleaning up for the Crew today, Mike Moustakas playing second base. He's got a 9-game hitting streak. During his streak, he's 14 of 37, 5 homers as well, 8 driven in for the Moose, who's cleaning up today. Batting fifth behind the dish, Yasmani Grandal. What a firecracker he's been lately. Almost single-handedly kind of keeping the, driving in huge runs for the Crew lately, and just swinging a very hot bat. Yasmani Grandal hitting fifth and doing the catching for the Crew today. At first base and hitting sixth, it's the metal man, Eric Thames. Travis Shaw, he hits seventh, and he's playing the hot corner. Hitting eighth, Orlando Arcia out at shortstop. And batting last and doing the pitching, Senior Chase Anderson. Today, he's 3-1. He's got a 3.80 ERA on the season. He's gone 42 2/3 innings. He's allowed 41 hits, 15 walks, and 8 homers on the year. Chase, in his career against San Francisco, he's 3-2. He's got a 4.71 ERA in 7 career starts. However, when he pitches in San Francisco, he's 2-0, and his ERA shrinks all the way to 2.5. And he's had 3 starts in San Fran, so he pitches a lot better there against these Giants than he does at Miller Park. Again, your Father's Day lineup for your Milwaukee Brewers: Gamel, Yelich, Braun, Moustakas, Grandal, Thames, Shaw, Arcia, and Anderson. Is the weather going to play a factor in today's game? That's one hell of a good question. Let's get to field and game conditions.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins Premium Weed Control Plus Lawn Food is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Steins. Planted in Wisconsin. Growing with you since 1946.
Now, I told you at the beginning of the show, this was the quietest day of the year, because when I woke up, there was not one lawnmower going in my neighborhood. No one was outside doing any yard work. Now, if you're celebrating Father's Day, say you came home a little late last night, you weren't walking the straightest of lines, maybe the old lady's mad at you and you got to try to make up for it. Maybe you're going to be stuck doing some yard work. Get to Stein's. They got everything you need. Let's get the weather out in San Francisco today. Right now, it is 61 degrees. It is cloudy, but it does feel like 63. There's a 9-mile-an-hour wind out of the west-northwest. For first pitch, it's going to be 63, and it'll feel like 66. It's going to be cloudy as well around first pitch. However, as the game goes on, the skies will clear up. The wind for first pitch will be 10 miles an hour, and it's going to be gusty and breezy today. The wind is expected to increase as the game goes on. So, should be no delays. Start out a little cloudy, clear up, but the wind will be a-blowing. So, some of them fly balls out to the outfield might turn into adventures, shall we say. Good thing the metal man, Mr. Eric Thames, is at first and not in the outfield today. When we come back, it is roundtable time here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. You're going to hear from Bart Winkler. You're going to hear from the man, Mr. Kevin Holden. That's all coming up next here on the On Deck Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here, getting you ready for Brewers and Giants Game 3. The crew trying to salvage a game in this weekend series. It is roundtable time. Right now, let's welcome in. He's not only the face of CBS 58 Sports, his silky smooth voice is the voice of Brewers Telemundo coverage as well. Oh, part-time male model. What doesn't this guy do? He joins me from the injured list, Kevin Holden. How are you, Kevin?
Man, I would be doing really, really well, but thanks to being on the injured list and having a leg propped up, I'm doing great. I've seen more baseball in the last 2 days than I've seen in the last year, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, you're one of the only people who has a explosive knee injury, and I'm still jealous of your life.
Yeah, as opposed to the other Kevin who's got to wait a year, the basketball one that's got to wait a year to get back. My intention is to get back in 5 days because, you know, I don't have to run around like Durant, thank goodness.
Nice, nice. Well, joining me and Kevin as well, Mr. Bart Winkler, you can hear him on Chuck and Winkler from 6 to 10, Mondays through Fridays right here on The Fan. And while Bart doesn't have any children of his own, before he was married and settled down with his beautiful wife, I'm sure a lot of ladies called him daddy. Bart, how you doing today, buddy?
All that matters is if you still do, Orlowski.
Oh, you know I always will, daddy. Oh, well, happy Father's Day. You know, I don't know if you guys have pets or whatever. But so Brewers, Giants, you know, yesterday, what a disappointment. You know, the crew, they just started out, you know, jump out to a big lead on Madison Bumgarner. You think that that they're sitting there and just going to cruise to a nice, easy win. But with this team, every game's a heart attack, and they kind of let it slip slide away, Kevin.
Yeah, and it's been disappointing because the Giants are not, well, first of all, just not a good team and overall record, but not exactly an offense that that puts a lot of fear into you. And what's happened the last 2 days against them, giving up 8 on Saturday and then giving up 5 in that game Friday, this is a series where I kind of had some optimism that the Brewers would go get healthy, that you know, they'd pick up a couple of wins. And now you have to depend on Chase Anderson to at least salvage something out of this weekend series. So I you know, mildly disappointed overall, but especially in that pitching staff, that bullpen that has been so good and was so good last year, just hasn't really been to that same level this year. So I don't know. Maybe they can make me feel a little better if they just go out and convincingly do something today. But these first two were not worth propping my leg up and watching, I can tell you that.
No, they weren't. Bart, was What were your thoughts on yesterday's collapse?
Well, I just think that it reaffirms, you know, the kind of things that I've been talking about this team needing, and it's pitching. And I think you're always going to need more pitching, but the Brewers have seemed reluctant to make a move in that category for the last 2-3 years. And I know they've gotten, you know, a Wade Miley signing or Chacin, who nobody else wanted last year. And, you know, they trade for Soria. And it's all like, to me, the moves that the Brewers make in the pitching side of things is always like, all right, if we have to, we have to. I wish they would go and have the same sort of, the same sort of excitement or the same sort of necessity, or I can't quite place the word I'm looking for, but the way that they go out and attack Mike Moustakas and find that deal, and Yasmani Grandal and find that deal, and make the Yelich deal, and sign Kane, the way they're able to go and be aggressive on that side of the diamond, I don't know why they kind of hold back on things when it comes to pitching. I don't know if they don't want to give up prospects. I don't know if they just don't want to pay pitching because of the bad contracts in the beginning half of the Mark Attanasio tenure. I'm not sure. But if you're going to compete with this team, the Cubs and then the Cardinals or whatever, but specifically the Cubs who signed Craig Kimbrel, and Yu Darvish had a nice day yesterday and all this stuff, if you're going to compete with them, I think you're going to have to do it with pitching. And the time for hoping Jimmy Nelson becomes 2017 Jimmy Nelson, the time for hoping Alex Claudio is, you know, that nice guy in the piece, or even hoping that Adrian Hauser can be a Corey Knebel, I don't know how much longer hope is going to get you through a division race. There, kudos to them for staying with the Cubs and being able to scratch out wins what they do. I'm just not sure it's going to be sustainable, that strategy.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, Bart, is, you know, when Jose Quintana and Yu Darvish were out there and able to be had, everybody in Brewers Nation wanted both of those guys. Quintana, he's been okay. You know, he hasn't lit the world up, and, you know, he's not been the savior that that the Cubs thought he was going to be. And Yu Darvish, despite having a good game yesterday, has been downright horrible. So,
would you rather have, going into the end of 2019, would you rather have Quintana and Darvish or hope for Jimmy Nelson and Chase Anderson to turn it around?
Quintana and Darvish.
I know that the Cubs, you know, we always point to the Cubs and their mistakes, but the Aroldis Chapman move a couple of years ago, and John Lester's been good for them. I know we always point at some of these guys that have screwed up, but that's what's going to happen when you are a team that take risk and make moves. And for them, I just look at that they won a World Series being aggressive, and I look at the Brewers making it to Game 7 of the NLCS, and everybody seeming to be okay with that because the ride was fun. I mean, I'm sort of getting tired of my teams getting so close and not getting over the hump. So I'm willing to make a bold move if it comes this year and sacrifice what could be sustained success. I want to see championships. And if that's not the Brewers model, that's fine. I can only just speak from where I am and where I'm at as in my fandom and where I'm at from a critical eye. And I think that the Brewers, if you're going to go and try to win a division, you either commit to it or you don't. And I feel like they commit to it on one side, but they can't get over that hump when it comes to the pitching.
Yeah, I hear you. It definitely seems like Wisconsin sports fans they've got sports heartbreak pretty much on lockdown with all our teams here. Kevin, how much do you think this pitching staff needs to improve in order to stick with the Cubs the rest of the season and make a deep run throughout the playoffs?
They've got to take a pretty major step forward, I think. But you got a couple of different issues. One is that the Brewers had some hope early in the year that they could throw some young guys in the rotation and hope that a couple of those guys would stick. And that would solve that issue of being aggressive and spending the money to go out and get members of the rotation. If you could have a couple of guys stick from those young pitchers on the staff, you'd be fine. The problem is, it didn't work out for Freddie Peralta, and it didn't work out for Corbin Burnes. I like Brandon Woodruff a lot. I think he's been one of the essential cogs in the pitching staff this year. But you need a couple of things to happen. One is you need at least one more of those guys to pan out. One more, if you call it a surprise or a guy that steps up. And I don't know if that's Jimmy Nelson. To me, Nelson looks in these first few starts like someone who's going to end up as a long reliever before this year is over. just because he struggles so much after the first time through the order. But whether it's Nelson, whether it's Corbin Burns turning things around, whether it's Peralta, one of those guys is going to have to step up and be a guy that can be in that rotation. And then the other thing you need is to kind of shore up what goes on in the bullpen. Hader is Hader. You know, he's been fine despite the few extra home runs, but Jeffress has been a touch off from what he's been, and Corey Knebel's not there. So you can't compare 2018 to 2019 because this bullpen isn't the same bullpen. They can't carry the team the way the 2018 bullpen did. So somewhere else, someone else has to step up, and I think it needs two guys. I think you need a step-up starter and a step-up reliever, whether that's someone from the outside or someone from the inside. That's what I keep my eye on in the next month or two, is someone to slide into those roles and help lead the team. And like Bart said, your goal here isn't to be 500 from here out. Your goal is to compete with the Cubs and the Cardinals. So someone has to get to that level, and they have to do it soon.
Yep, you're listening to the Roundtable here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Kevin Holden, the face of CBS 58, Bart Winkler from Chuck and Winkler, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 here on The Fan. Yeah, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here, Bart, because, you know, David Stearns took a big risk going with the three young guys in the starting rotation. Only one of them has panned out, Woodruff, who's been phenomenal. The other two hurt the team when Corbin Burns and Freddie in the rotation. Then they both get moved to the bullpen, and they both continued to hurt the team. So, you know, I definitely kind of agree with you that they need some help in the pitching department. And then, you know, working a lot of the postgame shows with Tim Allen, he's been screaming for a closer pretty much this entire season. And, you know, I definitely agree with him now. Looking at, you know, however many games we are into the season already, because when you use Josh Hader as your quote-unquote typical closer and you're only running him out there one, maybe twice a week, that is not good enough, and that's not putting your team in the best position to win.
Well, Josh Hader shouldn't be the closer. That's part of the problem. He should be – I mean, the closer, if you're going to say the closer is the ninth inning guy that comes in and gets those three outs, that should not be Josh Hader. It wasn't last year, and it shouldn't be this year. And it is this year because of necessity. Josh Hader should be the pitcher you use when you need the outs the most. So he's essentially your best pitcher. You don't have to have that guy that's your best wait until the end of the game, because then you might not get to him. And the Brewers are going to be cautious with Hader. They've said that many times. They cannot rest him like a normal pitcher. I think the problem for fans is, there's times when it seems like they go against that, and then there's times when they seem like they overdo it. And again, we don't know his arm. We don't know what's going on in there. But on the surface, there's times early in the season where they've trotted him out a bunch of days in a row, and then there's a game like yesterday where you don't go to him, and you wonder why. So I think that for this team to be the best team that they can be, Josh Hader needs to be the ultimate Swiss knife weapon. Sometimes you use him for a two-out close. Sometimes you use him for one or two outs in the fifth inning. You use him when you need him, and they're not able to do that right now because they don't really have anyone else that they can trust. Jeffress is working his way back there. Hauser, I think, is gaining some of the trust despite the weekend, but you don't need a guy that's better than Josh Hader. You need a guy that you can trust almost as much as Josh Hader, and the Brewers don't seem to be anywhere close to that.
Yeah, I agree. What say you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think situationally, if you remember this game last night or yesterday, this is a great example of what Bart's talking about. Hader got up and started warming up for like a minute because it looked like for a second there was going to be a chance for him to do something in this game. And then if I remember right, it was Claudio that gave up a run and tied the game, and Hader immediately sat back down. And I think going back to, if you have Corey Knebel, let's just use that as an example. If Knebel is there to throw your ninth, then instead of Claudio throwing in that inning, which I think was the seventh, it would have been Hader, not just Hader warming up, but Hader pitching in the game. So it's a domino effect. And it's the, you know, you're talking about 27 outs, and those three outs at the end are important outs, and you do have to put a good arm at the end of the game. So I understand the idea that Hader has to be that guy because no one else is that guy. But when someone else can be that guy, can throw the ninth, and Hader gets you six outs in the seventh, eighth inning, then you're in better shape. And unfortunately, it's just a tough position to be in. I know Craig Counsell would love to have thrown Hader in that situation in the seventh, but imagine if Hader stops the bleeding and then somebody else comes out in the ninth and blows it because you don't have a Corey Knable. So he's covering what he can, but it's just a tough situation. Again, if someone else becomes that ninth inning guy, it all filters back. It makes the eighth stronger, the seventh stronger, the sixth stronger, and that's what made the Brewers so good last year. And if they find a guy for the ninth this year, I think they could get there again.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting yelled at here on Twitter because, you know, people are scared that I'm keeping you away from your pain pills here, Kevin. So my last question here for you, you got the two starters that are on the injured list for the Crew and Gio Gonzalez and Yoli Chacin. Between those two guys, and both of them have struggled to go deep in games so far this season, who do you think is going to have the better, you know, rest of the season from when they return until the end of the Brewers' run in the playoffs? You think it'll be Gio or Yolis?
I still think Chacin is the guy, and Chacin ran into his own problems, you know, during this year, just problems with control, problems finding the strike zone, and that sort of thing. But Chacin was the one guy that when the Brewers signed him, you thought, you know, if you unfocus your eyes a little bit, you can kind of see an ace there. You could see a guy who could slot in as a number one starter. He's not Kershaw. He's not Madison Bumgarner, but at least he could be the leader of a rotation. So I still think where Chacin is and what led to him taking this time away to get himself together is something he can recover from faster. So I think Chacin is, you know, if you talk about a guy who can come back from the injured list, step up and be a front-end guy of the rotation, Gio's a great veteran presence, but Chacin is a guy that in October can be a number one or number two starter for me in my rotation.
Now, that is why he is the face of CBS 58 Sports. He's got the silky smooth voice you can hear on Telemundo covering the Brewers games. Mr. Kevin Holden, follow him on Twitter at 321Kevin, or I'm sorry, 321QKevin, 321QKevin, great follow on Twitter. Mr. Holden, thank you so much. I hope your leg gets better quickly and enjoy the 24/7 wall-to-wall sports, man.
Yeah, it's been a fun weekend, and I got a couple more days, but I promised everyone I'd be back for the NBA draft, so Thursday. Prepare to see me as loopy as possible, getting you draft coverage on Thursday.
Nice. Yeah, we'll have something in common. Kevin, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bart, same question. Rest of the season going forward, who do you think bounces back better, Gio or Yolis?
I would put my money on Chacin just because I don't want to put it on Gio. And the problem is, you know, when you get guys that get hurt, whether it's a really bad UCL elbow injury or it's just like a bruised finger, you know, there's timetables on that. It's hard to put a timetable on. Well, he's got a dead arm, so that concerns me a little bit. So if I had to put money on it, I'd say Chacin, and I think that with the Brewers where they're at, they would be better off having it be Chacin. Obviously, you want both guys to be healthy and contribute, but I think the Brewers might need Chacin more than they need Gio.
All right, if you want to hear more fantastic knowledge like that, check out Chuck and Winkler 6 to 10 a.m. Mondays through Fridays here on The Fan. The guy that 88,000 people call daddy, Mr. Bart Winkler. Follow him on Twitter at Wings. Thanks, Bart. Thank you, brother.
Happy Father's Day, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. That was the roundtable. Want to thank Bart and Kevin for joining me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, when we return, we're going to hear from the man, Mr. Craig Counsell himself. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, here on Sports Radio 105 7 FM The Fan.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Here on The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, getting you ready for Game 3, Brewers and Giants. After last night's 8-7 loss to San Francisco, Craig Counsell met the media. Here's what he had to say.
We got a similar result. I thought he had pitched really, really well for four innings, so that was a little more confusing. And I thought he was really on top of everything. I thought his ball in the zone was really good today. And then that fifth inning, he just lost the strike zone, really, really with the fastball. And then we tried to get back with some break off-speed stuff, and he couldn't get it going.
When you see it go that fast, is it a mechanical thing? I mean, can you put your finger on why it goes that quickly?
No, that's going to, through 12 straight balls, I think, at that point. So, or maybe 12 out of 13, yeah. It's not a mechanical thing. I don't believe it is. But obviously, it hurt today.
Is it hitting a wall? He threw pitches.
I would definitely say it's not hitting a wall. I mean, we're at 60 pitches going out there. He's pitched, he's done way more than that in several games this year, so with good results in those innings. So I don't think it's that at all. I mean, it's not, no, I don't think it's that.
He's a guy, though, that must feel some urgency to get on track. I mean, he could be a kind of lead the rotation type guy and get some spots and flux in that rotation.
Well, we need five guys to do this. And we'd love Jimmy to be one of them. I thought there were some very encouraging signs today. I thought his off-speed stuff was really good today to their left-handed hitters. He got some swings and misses on his slider, which was really good to see. His fastball had action kind of both ways, which was good to see. But obviously that, and there was no sign. He fell behind probably too many hitters, more hitters than he'd like, kind of early in those first four innings. But no walks in those first four innings, and worked his way back into counts. So it was odd to see, and not something we were expecting.
Your offense did a pretty good job of kind of continuing to fight, though.
Yeah, we did a nice job. I mean, ultimately we didn't. They found grass on just a lot of balls that, and in the end, we didn't find grass in the last ball really. So, they just kept finding spots that we weren't standing. Unfortunately, weren't there were definitely some hard hit balls, but got our glove on that ball, that RCA ball. If you could get that ball's touching his glove, and it would have been a really nice play. And then the ball, Volt's ball in the last inning, just hitting the wrong spot type thing. So. What would he even do?
Yeah, Vogt just kind of kept hitting into the right part of the ballpark, too.
He hit those balls good. He hit those balls good. And that part, there's a lot of space out there to cover. Anybody hit in the right spot.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. On 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, the injury report. Gio Gonzalez, he's on the 10-day injured list with a dead arm. He's back to throwing. However, he's not. It's to be determined when he's going to return. Yoelis Chacin, lower back strain, 10-day injured list as well. He threw a 50-pitch bullpen session. A few days ago, he's expected to throw another one before the Brewers update him and his possible return date as well. So two key pieces missing out of the starting rotation for the crew, and hopefully both those guys get back a lot sooner than later. Let's go inside the clubhouse.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info. As we take you inside the clubhouse, brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, kids, wives, if you got your significant other and the father in your life, something lame, for Father's Day, socks, a tie, some cheap golf balls. You can make it up to him, get out the coaches, pick him up some good food. That way he doesn't have to get off the couch to start the grill. You heard him ask a bunch of questions to Craig Counsell right there. The fans, Milwaukee baseball insider Adam McAlvey on Friday, he joined the big show. And here's what Mr. McAlvey had to say about the crew.
Adam McAlvey from Brewers.com and MLB.com. Covering the Brewers, the first place Milwaukee Brewers. Adam, right now as it stands, biggest news, Yolish Chacin expected back in San Diego Monday. Now that means Freddy Peralta out of the rotation for all intents and purposes. But is San Antonio the likely spot for Freddy, or do we expect him possibly in the bullpen?
Well, I don't know, because they've used him in both roles, and I still think that they feel like there is a role on the Major League club for Freddy Peralta. They thought it was obviously the rotation because they put him there to start the year. You know, they need to figure out whether he's got the pitch mix, to be a starting pitcher. And if they remain convinced of that, then maybe there is an argument to be made for having him go start at the AAA level and just build innings and kind of be that next guy in reserve. Now, you've called up Jimmy Nelson. You've kind of dipped into your reserves a little bit, Corbin Burns in the bullpen. And I think there you could at least make an argument that it could be useful to get Freddy Peralta down there. But that's up to the Brewers to decide whether they remain convinced that he can do that he can succeed in that role long term, or whether, as a, you know, with that kind of two versions of his fastball plus the curveball, whether he's best to just go pitch a couple of innings out of the bullpen every few days. And I think those are conversations that are ongoing.
Or just make Manny Pena his personal catcher and let's see what happens then. That's what my preference is. This is the thing about the starting rotation. Billy and I were talking about this earlier today off the air. And if you start looking at this, so if Davies continues to pitch the way he does, and Jimmy Nelson, you know, comes around. I know I'm talking about ifs here, but Jimmy Nelson comes around the way he is. Woodruff pitches the way he does. I mean, those are could be three really good pitchers, and then Chacin being the wild card of the, you know, what he does the rest of the year. If he looks like last year more than he's looked like the first couple of months, this team's starting pitching staff may be a lot better than people thought by the time they get to about middle to end of July.
Well, that's what they're going to have to bank on. And I feel like we're in the same spot we were last year.
Yep.
Where everybody looking at the Brewers and trying to figure out what's going to happen at the trade deadline is going to look at that rotation and be wholly unimpressed and assume that David Stearns is going to go out and get a starter. Now, remember last year he tried to. He was on Kevin Gausman before he went to the Braves and some other starters. So it's not like he didn't try to make that happen last year. But until Gio came in late, it didn't. So, look, they again are in this territory where it's strength in numbers versus having those top guys. And you saw the other night what a Justin Verlander can do for you.
Sure.
Maybe a bad example because the Astros lost the game. But it's a game where, you know, if you can get at least one guy to go out deep in the game every fifth day, that makes the rest of your staff better. Woodruff could be that guy potentially. Jimmy Nelson is going to have to show a lot to prove he's that guy. Chacin is going to have to show a lot. He did it last year, but he's not done it this year. And he's certainly a bounce-back candidate, but he's got a lot to prove. I think it's fair to say Zach Davies still has something to prove, that he can sustain this, because this is a level of excellence that he has not shown in the major leagues over a full season. So there are definitely questions, and the only thing I'm sure of is that every time there's an article written or a discussion had about what's going to happen at the trade deadline, the Brewers are going to be mentioned as a team that are after starting pitchers. So I think we need to buck up, get ready for that, and I'm sure David Stearns will look. I'm sure he'll just like last year, if there's a deal to be made that he likes, I think he'll make it, but that remains really tough because those top guys are hard to find.
All right, I'm going to put you in a decision of role maker. If you had a choice of what you could add to this roster, would you rather add a closer to allow Hader to go back to his normal wherever they want to use him deal, or would you rather go get a starter?
I would rather go get a reliever because I think I think it's the most likely. B, I actually think it's the place where it can make the biggest difference, even though the guy pitches a relatively small number of innings over the second half of the season.
But I think if you look at what David Stearns is actually, the deals he's pulled off at the deadline, he's gone and got relievers the last couple of years. Jeremy Jeffress, Joaquin Soria, both of those deals worked out. They gave Craig Counsell a lot of choices at the back of the bullpen, and it allowed them to be pretty liberal in making moves with the starting pitcher. Twice through the order and go to the pen. That was a formula that worked for the Brewers. It's going to be a little different this year because the schedule is not as friendly in September as it was last year to that strategy. But I think if you can add a big-time reliever, you know, look, they're going to see one this weekend, Will Smith. That he's pitching great. He pitched great last year. He's healthy again, and he looks like a stud. And there's guys like Will Smith dotted throughout the league on teams that are going to be looking to sell as we get close to that deadline. I think that's an area where you can make a difference on your team. You can make your team better without mortgaging as much of the future as it takes to get a starting pitcher. So,
all right, that was Adam McAlvey joining the guys on the Big Show on Friday. Says the Brewers need a closer. What do you think? Let us know on Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll be back. We got one more break, and then the final segment of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show coming up next here on The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, brought to you by Allegra Allergy Relief. Who's hot? Who's not? All you dads out there doing a great job raising your kids. You're hot. I hope you have a glorious Father's Day today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.